K-State Nation, this is the Promo Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home. K-State University, Eddie Greer, back again on this Thursday, May 23rd, 2024, Promo Project Podcast, all things K-State. Your first time listening to the pod, appreciate it for stopping by, giving us a listen here tonight or tomorrow on a Friday. As we get ready for, for me, it's going to be a long Memorial Day weekend. Starting tomorrow, going back out to Manhattan for a day and a half, getting ready for the Bill Snyder race out there, the 10th anniversary Bill Snyder half marathon, 5K going down early Saturday as well. And I'll probably, before heading out there, going to do a preview of that, small preview of that, before heading out there in the morning. And I'll be back here in KC Saturday afternoon at some point. So it's not going to be very long. Kind of going to be a business trip of some sorts there as well. But speaking of business trip came to an end for K-State baseball. And that's probably by the tone of my voice. Losing to TCU this morning by a count of 9-4. In the elimination game there for K-State as their Big 12 run comes to a close there as well. And Pete Hughes in a post comment here, quote, credit to TCU, they were able to get more runs, more hits than we did. And continue to say, quote, they put a dominant guy in a different role against us today. And I thought he was really good in his new role. It's not easy to do. He navigated the transition pretty well. They got more hits than we did and bigger hits there as well. So, yeah, So, looks like, let's see. Yeah, for K-State, it's a wrap for them as well. I see for K-State now, ending their regular season now at 32-24. That's nearly similar to last year. I think it was a tad better, but almost identical records there as well. And, of course, the 2024 NCAA selection show will be seen on national television, ESPN2, which is actually going to be on Memorial Day Monday. Wow, so two eggs going to be cracked there. So you lose today, ending the season, and now gonna have to learn your fate on a Monday. Ooh, oof. I'd rather just take my chances on a Sunday, but I know it's gonna be ain't gonna have time to watch that anyways because of the fact that you're gonna have more sports Sunday going on, and then of course you're gonna have to wait your fate there with if your baseball season is going to continue on in the postseason there as well. TCU 9, K-State 4 in an elimination bracket there, putting the end, at least for the time being, K-State's 2024 season, the Promo Project Podcast, all things K-State, and of course, for the second night in a row, my laptop, done for the day, as it's going to sleep there as well. I do know K-State holds an RPI in of 54. Following the conference tournament now. And K-State, I saw in there coming into the tournament, had an RPI 54. Now holds a high 40s. Will that even matter? I don't know. I just don't know. I'm hearing all this stuff about RPIs and all this other crap like that. It might not even matter for K-State. But we'll see. Especially, we got Jinx last year. Probably going to get knocked out again this year. So I don't know. Something like this, you know, out of control. You had multiple opportunities. Chances, really. Baseball in a game of chance, right? You had opportunities to win games throughout the year. And now you leave it up to a committee. So it's out of your hands at this point there as well. Let's see here. Who said what? Woo! Yeah, who said what? Let's see. I think Pete Hughes says this, but we're going to roll with this anyway. Quote, I like our arms And what I got out of today is that we're starting to get some guys going. Brady Day, Kalen Culpepper, all of these guys, the bats are going for them at the right time. So hopefully we can translate that into next weekend if they get a spot in the next weekend. That is the key word right there as well. Brennan Jones, Brady Day, Brady Day, Brennan Jones, Brady Day, 2-for-3. Brennan Jones was 2-for-3 there as well. Jackson Whitworth did make the start there. Did not last long in this game here. Blake Dean came on in relief here in the middle of this game. And K-State, they trailed big. 7-1 there at one point in this baseball game. Not good, not good. But we do have more notes on the box score. TCU, 9 runs, 14 hits, an error. They left 9 runners on base there. Meanwhile, K-State, 4 runs on 8 hits. No errors, left 5 men on base there. We already mentioned Brennan Jones and Brady Day there as well. Rivera also drove in a team high 2 runs in this game. Yeah, Jack Whitworth suffered a loss in this one. He is 4-5. Or it's the season. Oh, excuse me. Man, it's been a long week. Luckily, I got a long Memorial Day weekend to get caught back up somehow. Somehow here with some sleep here. We'll see if that is going to happen here in the next couple of nights. I need it for sure there as well. K-State, this is not going to get it done in the postseason. If they get a berth in the NCAA Regional, 3-15. That's not going to cut it there for them as well. K-State hit. That equals out to a 200 average on a day. That will not get it. That's not going to cut it right there. K-State, for the time being, again, we will know the fate of K-State baseball, if they're going to get a spot in the NCAA Regional or not. We will have to wait until Monday on ESPN2 to find that out. They've stolen 127 bases here in the month, in the year, in the year, what, in the year 2024 there. So not too shabby for this baseball team. 22-26 in the Big 12 tournament now in its history, and they fall under 500 under head man Pete Hughes, 8-9 in that span there as well. So that's kind of a quick summary there of this team right there. And again, for those just joining us here on the podcast, K-State now season and conference season officially over after losing to TCU by 9-4 in this game, lost by 5 runs. And now you leave it up to the committee and everything else. It's out of your hands at this point. Like I said, you had multiple chances to win some games along the way. Now you're going to have this record, 32-24, and now we'll just have to see. Yes, RPI, you're in the high in the 40s. Yay, yay, yay. Congratulations on that. Is it gonna matter, though? I don't know. We're just going to have to find out. We're going to have to wait all the way till Monday. The case of the Mondays, folks. Find out, obviously. At least for me, I'm off work, so we're gonna. So at least that's the positive there on that. But we'll see if K-State can sneak in a regional. We'll have to see about that, how everything shakes out for this baseball team. But if not, we'll come back on either way to put a bow or maybe get ready for a regional. So either way, we'll be on talking about the baseball team next week's podcast as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get wherever podcasts are found, are free and available. Whenever we do record K-State content, we've been rocking and rolling for the last several weeks now, getting K-State content to you wherever you get your K-State podcast, whether that's Spotify, iTunes, you know the drill, folks. And again, thank you, everyone, for listening for the last several weeks. We have seen another incline of rise for this podcast, so I appreciate that as well. And as we enter the Memorial Day weekend, we'll get me and Alex did have talk a little bit. He'll be back on in the middle of next week. I'm in the cusp of possibly getting another guest on, and we're actually a couple guests within that span leading into to the month of June next month already. This is going to be the official start of summer. We're going to have some guests along the way getting ready for football season. Also, going to jump back and forth a little bit with basketball as Jerome Tang closes in on the full roster of guys heading into the 2024-25 season already, including himself in there, coming back after some at least debating on leaving K-State, which I didn't even know until late in his decision process there. So a lot happening there. Tomorrow afternoon at some point, look for a mini preview of the Bill Snyder podcast 10th anniversary races going down early Saturday morning, beginning at 7 with a half marathon in a different look. Holy smokes, different look for the course. Thanks to KDOT, Kansas Construction. We thank you for that. But more on that podcast, but I don't want to spoil too much of that. So that'll be tomorrow there as well. K-State baseball will find their fate after their run ends against TCU earlier this morning, 9-4 there as well. So that will put a pin on that for now. And oh yeah, by the way, bonus channel. Meanwhile, while you wait for that, I will sneak in. I will post an old episode. That sounded really bad. I'll post a fall episode on there at some point. Hopefully, I might do that tonight there as well. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S podcast. That is not the name of the podcast. That's just what Podbean had. Taking my last half, or first half of my email anyways, and putting that in there as well. So, if you want more bonus content, myself, Alex Aiden, and guests throughout the summer, it will be solely on that, and you will be looking for PPPW bonus. That's what you can get right. That's how tired I am. PPPW bonus. That's what you're looking for when you're looking for more content, because I know I have, there's going to be a couple more of the ET3 bonus podcast as well. So that's where you're going to find all that. So if you're a K-State fan, first off, like and subscribe. Tell a fellow K-State fan. Subscribe wherever you listen to your K-State podcast. And then the second thing you need to do, Podbean, only on Podbean, where you're going to find myself and my co-host Alex Aiden for the postcast of football on that as well. We have waved the checkered flag on another baseball season here, unless they get into the regional. But for right now, put to a close the conference slate, the regular season slate, for K-State Baseball and the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I'll say not there in San Diego, California. He will be in KC, but doing other activities. But we'll be hearing from him next week. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC. We'll be traveling out to Manhattan tomorrow morning, folks. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.